Good afternoon to everyone. Nice to see the room filled. A little lean last week. You know, when Feast of Tabernacle surveys are done, typically two things stand out that members really appreciate, and that are the messages and the fellowship. As we should know, being in the Church of God is not just limited to coming to church to hear the message and then leave right after the amen. Now, services are also designed for a time, a fellowship. Throughout Scripture, we see the act of getting together to fellowship. It's designed to create unity and to be an occasion to be of great profit to everyone. And we should take advantage of fellowship opportunities when we can, for the purpose of strengthening our bonds together, because we are all of the household of faith. Now, back in the Old Covenant, the sacrificial system consisted of five main offerings. One of the offerings was the peace offering. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 3. Leviticus chapter 3. The peace offering, sometimes it's called the fellowship offering. And Leviticus chapter 3 and verse 1 says, if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if it be of the herd, male or female, offer it without blemish before the Lord. So we have that word peace, salamim in Hebrew. It's derived from Salem. It's related to the word shalom, that the Hebrew greeting of welfare and peace. And it's called fellowship because, in fact, this offering was an occasion for a family meal. A family meal. It's divided into three groups. Verse 2 talks about laying the head by the head of the offering, that is of the herd. So we have cattle. Cattle is the first group. Verse 6, the offering for that peace offering could be of the flock. All right, so we're talking sheep. And in verse 12, we have the third category, the offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. Anybody ever have goat meat, by the way? Well, fair amount. I almost ordered it at a restaurant, and then I chickened out. Literally. Okay. Whatever the meat was, it was divided between the priest. Now, the priest, and I assume his family, they got the breast and the right thigh joint. It was very specific. Then the worshiper and the family, they got the rest. And what it became a family meal. Hey, it's cut up. You know, it's time to eat, right? Time to prepare the food. And no doubt this offering was like, wow, hey, we have the fellowship offering. We're going to eat good tonight. You know, whatever it was, you know, goat or cattle, whatever, right? It was a time for family unity, for a good time, a special time. And really, one of the most interesting offerings, I think, in the under the Old Covenant. But let's turn to Genesis chapter 18. We're going to see that the patriarch Abraham, he utilized getting together for a meal for special guests. Special guests. In chapter Genesis 18, in verse 1, it says, the Lord appeared to him, and he lifted up his eyes in verse 2. There's three men stood by him. He ran to meet them. The guests were very important visitors. He bowed himself towards the ground and said, my Lord, if now I found favor in your sight, don't go away. Hey, don't go away, I beg you, from your servant. Let me wash the feet. You rest here. And guess what? Verse 5. I'm going to get some bread, comfort your hearts. And they said, that sounds good. Then he called Sarah in verse 6, and he says, hey, come on, you know, I got to get it together here. You know, bake some bread real quick, right? Because we have to take care of our guests. And he also says, took butter and milk in verse 8, and the calf, which he had dressed, and set it before them. And they stood by the tree, and they did eat. Abraham knew the importance of eating together. It was very special. Certainly at that time, in the culture, eating was really very significant. And certainly if you had someone over, very significant to have them over, filled with a lot of importance. Now, we jump to the New Testament. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. Because in the New Testament, with the church being found in 31 AD, we see that no doubt they got together for fellowship. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 and verse 40. It said, with many other words, they testified, they exhorted, saying, save yourselves from the untoward generation. They just heard Peter. And notice, verse 41, then they gladly received the word. They were baptized, and the same day were added about 3,000 individuals. And notice, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. So we have some categories here that the zealous New Testament church, it wasn't just about hearing the preaching of the apostles, but it was about fellowshipping. It's about getting together. And a meal is a great place to have that kind of fellowship. There's a really unfortunate trend in all churches, including the Church of God. It really kind of stemmed from COVID, where people got used to kind of staying home and listening to something, listening to a message, watching a message, and even the opportunity to come back to the congregation, they're just staying home. And again, you'll see articles written on this, that it's like a mini crisis in the churches. The people aren't coming back, they're just staying home. How can there be fellowship when you stay home? You can't do it. You can't do it. Notice verse 43 to continue. It says, fear came upon everyone. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were staying at home. No, they were together. They were together. They had all things common. They sold their possessions and goods, parted them to all, and to every man as they had need. That's the key there. And it says, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with the people. And the Lord added to the church daily as such that should be saved. So they got together. That was the zealous church. It was incredible, really the model for us today was the early church. And we can just, let's take a look at just one more scripture in chapter 20 of Acts. Chapter 20 in verse 7, it said, upon the first of the week, when the disciples came together, this is Acts 20 verse 7, to break bread. And no, this is not to have a communion service. It's just an expression to eat, right? Break bread, eat. Paul preached to them, ready to depart on the morrow, and he continued his speech to midnight. And let's see. They also broke bread again in verse 11. Right. In other words, they spent time, they ate meals. It was a time for unity. It's a time to share problems, to express joy and appreciation for God and his word. And eating meal creates a positive atmosphere, right? It's just it's something great to do that enhances your attitude. So how do we apply the practice here in the Hartford Church? Obviously, we have Sabbath services, before services, after services. It's time for fellowship. Yeah, we have food. Food keeps people, you know, that keeps taking care of their physical needs so people can stay longer and talk. Once a month, we have our potluck. And in times of special fellowship, like we had Italian night some weeks ago, and this evening, you know, is another opportunity for fellowship. So let's always determine to fulfill the twofold purpose of the Sabbath: assembling together to hear God's word and to fellowship.